This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you've got travel plans later this week, you're going to want to check the forecast the next few days. We've got Arctic air moving across the country. And here at home, today may be our last with a high in the 40s for a while. We'll really start to feel that cold air Friday with highs only in the low 20s. If you're hitting the road, gas prices are lower than they were a month ago. Here's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices rose 2.2 cents per gallon over the last week. The average in the state today is $2.85. This is 4 cents lower than a month ago and 9 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Over 30 states have average gas prices below $3 this week, but it won't be nationwide by Thanksgiving. Officials at Gas Buddy say Russia's threats after Ukraine used long-range U.S. missiles pushed oil prices back above $70 per barrel. Some promotions ahead of Thanksgiving are pushing gas prices back down, even as oil prices remain elevated. We are seeing the lowest national average price of gasoline since 2021 and a better economic picture than the last time prices were this low. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Madison Police Chief is pushing for all officers to have body cameras. Back in April, the department started a pilot project where 42 officers had them. Then they had the results of that analyzed by Northwestern University's Technology, Race, and Prejudice Lab. Researchers found that the cameras didn't impact how police interacted with people. They didn't add charges based on what they saw in video later, and that having the cameras can increase transparency and trust. Police Chief Sean Barnes plans to add cameras for the full department into the 2026 budget, hoping to have all officers equipped with them in 2027. And Wicked opened over the weekend and shattered box office records. It's now the best opening weekend for a Broadway adaptation ever, earning $114 million here in the U.S., with another $50 million in other countries. And one of its stars is from right here in Wisconsin. Marissa Bodie plays Nessa Rose. If you weren't a theater kid, don't worry, I got you. The whole story is like a prequel to The Wizard of Oz, and we're following Glinda and Elphaba, who later becomes the Wicked Witch of the West. Well, Nessa Rose is her sister. The character uses a wheelchair in the original story. But Bodie is the first actor to take on the role who actually uses a wheelchair herself. She was paralyzed in a car accident as a child. Bodie is from Mazomanie. She's 24, and this is her first movie ever. Over the weekend, there was a big screening in Prairie du Sac, so her friends and family came out to support her and see the movie for the first time. School referendums impact everyone in a community. When they pass, everybody's taxes go up. And when they fail and schools can't provide everything students deserve, long term, it can lead to families leaving the area. Communities are stepping up to fill the gaps caused by low funding from the state. Voters chose to increase their own property taxes by a record total of $4.4 billion here in Wisconsin. 169 referendums were approved, benefiting 145 school districts. Denise Gomer Hutchinson with the Wisconsin Public Education Network says districts statewide are forced to make tough choices.
The first responsibility of our public schools across the state is to educate children and to take care of the kids and the families that they serve every single day. So that means any available funds that public schools have, they put towards educating children. And so if that means a boiler has to be patched rather than replaced, that's what they're going to do.
State Superintendent Jill Underley has announced she'll be asking for $4 billion in spending for the state's public schools, but that plan needs to be approved after the new legislature takes office in January, which has a Republican majority. And happy birthday to the famous battle cry of On Wisconsin, which began on an actual battlefield. It was 1863, the middle of the Civil War. Wisconsin's 24th Infantry Regiment was in Tennessee fighting the Confederate Army when their Union flag was shot down. But that didn't stop this unit. An 18-year-old Wisconsin soldier named Arthur MacArthur ran up a hill, staked the flag in the ground at the top, and yelled, "On Wisconsin!" It helped rally their Union troops to keep fighting, and for it, he later won a Medal of Honor. The fight song was composed in 1909, and it was largely unchanged until the 60s, when a then-new band director, Mike LaCrone, made some adjustments. Now a UW legend. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
big win for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the 49ers 38-10. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs rushed for 106 yards on 26 carries, scoring three touchdowns. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
You know that number eight out there? Did you see how many tackles he, or how many people he made him miss? It was pretty impressive. I think early on that got us going. You know, and we thought we could hit him with some of the downhill stuff. Obviously, they're missing a key part to that defense. Two starters, actually. And so, but I thought, you know, we did what we had to do.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan.
You know, the first half, just the run defense was real disappointing. You know, I thought we got out of gaps a number of times. I thought we had way too many missed tackles. Just them being able to control that clock in the first half was one of the worst ones I've been a part of, just for as far as a half.
The Packers improved to 8-3. They host the Miami Dolphins this Thursday night at Lambeau Field. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Bears losing to the Vikings in Chicago 30-27 in overtime. The Bears have now lost five in a row. College basketball, the Wisconsin men's team with an 81-75 victory over Pittsburgh to win the Greenbrier Tournament title in Orlando. The Badgers now 7-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The new Peacock streamer Day of the Jackal dropped November 14th and has been critically acclaimed and popular with viewers. According to Variety, the show will be picked up for a season two. The action thriller stars Eddie Redmayne as a hired assassin who is also being hunted by a professional killer equally as skilled. Redmayne's credits include Les Mis and The Trial of the Chicago Seven, and he is also Oscar nominated. The first season has 10 episodes, and new shows drop Thursday nights. That's a pretty quick commitment to a season two, but not as fast as the John Hamm show, Your Friends and Neighbors. Apple TV has already announced a season two pickup for the show that hasn't even premiered yet. That's right, season one isn't available till April 11th. Oftentimes after an election, regardless of which party won, people say they are leaving America. It's usually an emotional knee-jerk reaction, but Ellen DeGeneres is actually leaving. The talk show host says she is not only headed to the UK due to the election results a couple weeks ago, but she is also quitting show business. No one is happier to hear this than those who work for her. Lady Gaga's new song, Die With a Smile, is the fastest ever to reach 1 billion streams on Spotify. The song, which was a collaboration with Bruno Mars, has also picked up two Grammy nominations, all this on the heels of the announcement that Gaga will headline at next year's Coachella Festival. That ought to help her get that horrible Joker 2 taste out of her mouth. Timothée Chalamet's performance in the Bob Dylan biopic A Complete Unknown is getting Oscar buzz. Entertainment industry insiders are saying this is the best performance Chalamet has ever given and placing him as the Academy Award frontrunner in the Best Actor category. The Oscar chatter started after a screening on the Fox lot in LA last week, which gave insiders a first look at Chalamet's performance. A Complete Unknown hits theaters Christmas Day. Speaking of the Oscars, Chalamet's co-star in A Complete Unknown, Monica Barbaro, is also getting Oscar buzz in the Best Supporting Actress category, according to Variety. Variety put out its list of frontrunners in the category, which also included Ariana Grande for Wicked, Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez, and Isabella Rossellini for Conclave. Looks like I got snubbed again, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers today, a little breezy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop from the mid-40s this morning into the mid to upper 30s by late this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 22. Tomorrow, sunshine, 35. On Wednesday, a few flurries, high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.